what it do, what the business is.
I know you've been waiting on another week to put in the books. Guess what?
This is
the On Deck TV podcast, and if you did not know, it's your first time listening, I'm Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown, Animal_Brown on Instagram and Twitter.
Oh yeah.
We're giving
Instagram
out Twitters
and Twitter.
Shit.
That's me. I am Spike Lou on Instagram and Twitter. I think I am Spike Lou on Snapchat. I am part of the Washed Wave, so I'm not officially sure how to work it, but I done seen some crack on the...
I need to get on to my damn self, man. I'm going to learn this shit one of these days. I just don't know when.
Nah, you ain't even going to learn it, though.
I'm not?
It's going to be gone by the time that we, like, you're like, nah.
It's going to be over.
It's going to be like Facebook. By the time people learn Snapchat, it's going to be like Facebook.
Goddamn.
Telling you.
Man, well, listen, man, you know what we do every week, man, give you the latest and greatest in hip-hop news, break it down, give our opinions as only we can, and we have a network, OnDeckTVNetwork.com is the site. Other shows on the site include FSP, that's short for Full Sport Press.
And Full Sport Press consists of my guy Jay Hove, my man Coach Locke. How Weezy is the producer. He's the man back there on the boards with the funny comments, usually.
Absolutely, man. Check them
Jay
out every Monday.
Jay been getting in his ass a couple of weeks, man. Well, pause. God, oof. Jesus, pause. Yeah, Jay been letting him have it a couple of weeks. How Weezy, man, if you need to hit me up, you need a couple one-liners, I got you. You know. So.
They're going to be terrible.
That's what,
they're going to be some slow.
Nah, just like I kill you on here. I can help How Weezy out with that ammo, too, man. That's my guy.
Check them out, man. Latest episode is up, man. March Madness. They kicked it off with their future at the beginning. I got hype and everything when I was listening, man. Y'all check that out. College basketball is in full effect.
It's March Madness, man.
Absolutely. We doing the same thing, goddammit, yeah. But we're flipping the script. We're doing it with this rap shit.
I hate to toot my own horn.
For sure.
But prior to us doing the rap brackets, I didn't really see too many variations of brackets outside of just NCAA teams.
Yeah.
Like, we kind of made that pop last year.
So. Shout out to Karen Silver, man.
Congratulations.
Also, man, speaking of ladies, ladies room, they drop whenever the fuck they want to, man. Shout out Rizzo. Shout out Anne Marie. That's our people. New York, stand up. Be on the lookout for that new shit coming soon. What you have on deck for the weekend?
What did I have on deck for the weekend? When I got my hair chopped up, man, my homeboy Big Dog Scoops is in town. I got to go catch a Little League baseball game.
A Little League baseball game?
Yeah.
Word.
Little Jalen. Shout out to Jalen, man. The Scoops, little boy. Man, it was an eight-year-old baseball game, dog.
What they were doing out there? Swinging and missing, or was they killing?
Swinging and missing, man. It was some little kids had some promise out there, man. They need a little bit more work, man. It was this little black kid on the other team, man. Like, when I tell you he didn't give a fuck, like, the ball would hit the catcher's mitt and he would just not be swinging. No lie. Like, I literally want to pull him off and be like, bro, what are you doing? And he was like, look, no, I ain't going to get into it. He was an overweight kid and shit, man. But like, just lazy, man. Get your ass up, man.
You got to do something else with his life.
You need to do something. But yeah, man. And I finally got my tax season 12s. I'm pretty fulfilled about that. I'm good. I can lay off of all that shit.
Fuck, man. Everybody's income tax 12s, because I didn't.
I didn't use income tax money to get them. But I hope they
get stepped on. Anybody that did
they
use income tax money,
they all black. We good. I got leather suede, new book clean, all that shit upstairs.
Man, I was low key this weekend. I did catch that 10 Cloverfield Lane.
What was that talking about? I heard Dan Goodman shook it.
You gonna keep calling him the wrong name? His name is John Goodman.
Who is Dan Goodman? His brother.
He played Dan on.
Okay. See, I'm tired of two names. So you know what the fuck it was? Dan on Roseanne. His name.
It was a good movie, even though I do feel
you
bamboozled.
Like that weird shit, though.
Nah, because it was a little bit of a marketing shuck. It was a very smart move.
What'd they do?
If you've seen Cloverfield, you know what Cloverfield was about.
I wasn't about to say.
This didn't have shit to do with it, so I did a little research.
They shocked y'all.
I was washed Saturday night, so I didn't do shit. I was online looking up spoilers to the movie, just reading reviews.
You watched spoilers before you went to go see it?
No, I saw it and then looked this shit up. I saw that this was a script that was actually called something totally different. and they didn't quite like it, so they changed the ending up, made it more Cloverfield-esque. They called the producer of Cloverfield, put his name on it, and they changed the name and added Cloverfield in the title, all for marketing purposes, and it worked because it got me in there.
So let me understand, did it had nothing to do with Cloverfield?
No, none. They shoehorned the ending.
What was the big light in them on the preview? The big light that came over the house and shit when they broke out?
That was the Cloverfield-isms that they threw in at the
end. But that was all.
Yeah, that was all. And they tied it in with some bullshit. Oh, the East Coast is they're getting back to normal. They threw like a little radio to imply that the shit in New York happened in Cloverfield. Stop. But it was a good movie though. It was a good movie. So y'all check it out.
Why was it good if they shucked us?
No, they just shucked the Cloverfield name.
So this was it should have been called about something else.
No, they changed the ending. The ending was one thing, but they changed it and added some Cloverfield type shit. And if you've seen Cloverfield, then you know what I mean when I say Cloverfield type shit.
Cloverfield,
Anywho, let's get to this money.
Y'all know what we come here to do every week, man. We going over to hip hop, man. I guess I would be the Stephen A. Smith. You would be Skip Bayless.
Whoever is the smart one, that's me. I'm the brain. You're Pinky.
You're the washed one. That's what you are.
Man, first thing jumped out to me, man, I saw these Kendrick Lamar numbers came in.
You made it?
The Untitled Unmastered. The numbers are in.
What would you expect from this?
It was number one on Billboard.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's TDE this up. Shout out my guy, Top Dog. Get Top on the phone, man.
Calm down. It was 142,000.
Don't matter.
178 with streams. Now, here's my question,
These are eight unreleased songs. Go ahead.
They are. To Pimp a Consumer did 324,000 sold. That's damn near doubled, if not a little more. My question is he losing his fan base
or are
these respectable numbers for an EP?
This is an overreaction. Yes, he is shaking it right now. No, he's not losing any fan base. This is an EP. I was surprised when I went in Best Buy Saturday that it was even in the stores.
Yep, they definitely got it.
I didn't even know that they had the hard copy of it. So, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people didn't even know. You get your Apple buys on it, and then that may be cool, but, like, people ain't buying hard copies of this CD, even though it's banging, not taking anything away from King Kendrick.
Listen, man, he's losing, folks, dog. You don't go from 324 to 142.
Wait, you said the album was good.
It is.
What do you mean he's losing
people? But a lot of
people
don't know it because To Pimp a Consumer was trash.
To Pimp a Butterfly. That would be like calling the Mona Lisa Monet. Leeson.
No.
Nah. Like,
To Pimp a Consumer was trash, pimp, and he's lost
pimp,
people.
It's To Pimp a Butterfly. It's a classic album with 11 Grammy nominations. This is Untitled Unmastered, a follow-up to that. B-sides, you can really add them together and say he sold 400,000 albums within the span of what, 14 months?
Nah.
Who doing that, man? First week. King Kendrick.
He need to get back to the get back.
Ain't no get
don't
back.
Stray
this
too
is
far.
It though. That's nah. what like people are failing to realize, like all of this Good Kid, Mad City stuff, people are failing to realize that was an anomaly. That wasn't, like, that was an asterisk. That wasn't Kendrick Lamar. That's not what you're going to get from here on out. So, yes, if you were a fan of that particular album and how it was framed and phrased and what he was talking about, you could get that. You're not going to get that anymore. That's not what Section 80 is. That's not what To Pimp a Butterfly is. That's not what Untitled Unmastered is.
That's horse shit.
No, that's something you don't like. So go listen to YG. Nigga, you want that side of bop, then you go listen to YG, and that's fine. Kendrick ain't forcing this down people's throat, man. They coming to get this. People want this. You know why?
I beg to differ.
Do you know why?
Why?
We going to be all right. Shameless plug. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
What else stood out to you, man?
Speaking of we going to be all right, man, they were shaking and chanting that at the Trump rally up in
Trump full of shit, man.
Up in Chicago, man.
This is like Chicago was a perfect example of what might happen if Trump get elected president. like everywhere. Like, what if it just started going down like it is? Well, man,
I don't know, man, but you're not the only one that's tripping off this shit, man. T.I. had a couple of things to say on his Instagram. Check out what he had to say. We're going to see if he's doing too much.
Donald Trump, this message is for you. My name is Clifford T.I.P. Harris. I say this as non-violently but unapologetically as possible. Fuck you and fuck what you stand for. Nobody who support me will support you. End the message.
Now, was this doing too much by the King T.I. or was he right on point?
I won't necessarily step out and say doing too much. I understand what he's saying, but me being T.I., I ain't necessarily got to take this stance in this situation because I know Donald Trump is not going to be elected president. Like, this just, Donald Trump not finna address T.I., is he?
You never know. This might have caught wind to him.
Donald Trump.
They might have a way of spinning this.
T.I.
If they can figure out a way to spin it in his favor, then he will say something about
now,
this.
Everybody knows I'm a T.I. fan.
For sure. You're the last one left.
Tiny's there.
You and Tiny.
Donald Trump don't know T.I.?
I mean, again, it doesn't matter about him. Does his team know who T.I. is? Does his team think they can spin this in their favor?
If they do, how are you spinning this in your favor?
Hey, man, they come up with shit like that, dude. I don't know. This is shit that they do. This is what they pay for. Who? Take headlines. His team, your marketing team, your promo team.
T.I., like, even though Donald Trump is who he is, T.I. above this. Like, there's a more effective method to get this point across than this. Yeah, you can be T.I. and during that effective method, have cameras there and say this. But it's more shit like, hey, I don't need this random ass middle of the day Instagram plies. Like, I don't need that. Not geared towards Donald Trump, because then what's going to happen is you're going to get on Fox News, you're going to get on CNN, and they're going to keep playing this bullshit. And they're going to use this as, oh, this is all T.I. is about. He used a curse. He can't eloquate himself correctly as need to be because he does stuff like this to people who are running for president. Not to say that Donald Trump is somebody got to be respected. But you know what I'm saying? Like, T.I. could have conducted himself a lot better than this, man.
And that's how you spin it. That's exactly how it's going to get spun.
By who?
I don't know. Fox News, Donald Trump team, somebody. Yeah, that's what they do, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, it was stupid of him to do. Like, I ain't got to. If I'm T.I., I'm not worried about Donald Trump, dude. If anything, like, I'm endorsing whoever I feel like I want to run. I ain't got nothing to say to Donald Trump. Like, people giving him too much attention, and that's the issue. I don't got shit to say about Donald Trump other than he retarded slick.
I can't watch the news, number one.
I watch it number all the two, time, man. I've been into this, dog. I watch the debates. I watch the town hall.
It's too much ignorance.
This how watched I am. I watch the town hall meeting Friday. I watch Bernie's and I watch Hillary's back to back. Nothing they said made me want to vote for them because it didn't sound like they could do any of that shit.
That's what I'm. That's why I don't watch the shit.
So what?
There's no point. So why is T.I. so riled up? I don't know.
All right. Okay.
I'm not finna get that upset about
it. Not to get too far off topic, and let me ask you this before we move on.
That mean you finna get off topic.
Yeah, we are. So you don't watch the shit.
No.
Let's say that you were a influential voice in the whatever community that you decide to be in and be a prominent figure.
Okay.
Are you endorsing a presidential candidate, like, using what you would have built up amongst the people that follow you? Would that be something that you would do, being that you don't watch it and don't care about
it? If I felt like somebody was worth it.
Bernie Sanders worth it?
I don't know. I don't watch and care.
Oh, you ain't never. You don't know.
I mean,
nothing.
I watch a little bit about it, but I mean, again,
if you had to pick one,
I ain't got nothing against dude. I don't have nothing against Bernie Sanders. He looks like a solid guy.
So you wouldn't.
And if I played golf, I would play golf with Bernie Sanders.
Fuck.
I don't know if I would vote for him to be president. He's 97 years old.
There's nobody that you vote for to be president, right?
Nah, me.
All right.
Kanye. Yeah. I vote for Ye. Stand up. 2020, I'll be at them polls, goddammit.
I think Ben Carson's is your uncle.
On that note, this was funny. Yeah. LeBron James. Rumor has it he's trying to snatch Beyonce from Jay. Mm-hmm. Now, former NBA player Jeff Adrian said that LeBron was talking about he think he could get Bay at one point in time.
Oh, my God.
He could get Beyonce from Jay. I'm asking you, does Jay need to be worried about this? This is real shit. This dude actually tweeted this shit, though. This is real shit. Man, Jeff Adrian.
All right. Okay. There's absolutely no way in hell that LeBron is taking Beyonce from Jay-Z. Like, it just ain't happening. I'm not saying Jay-Z is super thug. I'm not saying that, like, Jay-Z having LeBron killed. All I'm saying is it's just not going to happen. Now, I've seen the lustful IG post and the catching her glimpse into him. I've seen this.
Okay.
But this dude who tweeted this, he out of line. What are you doing, bro? And then they said LeBron was looking for him, and he went to Twitter and was like, oh, nigga, you looking for me? I'm right here. Like, you so disrespectful right now, bro.
Dude.
It's disgusting.
For some reason, man, this Jeff Adrian dude got a problem with LeBron.
Who's Jeff Adrian?
Let me give you a little background. He's played in the NBA and the NBDL. And this is why I can't trust him right here. He's averaged 4.6 points a game. I can't trust you.
How long he played in the league?
Man, like 3-4 years. Like, nothing worth mentioning.
FSP, man, will y'all please help us out?
They don't know who he is either.
Does anybody know Jeff Adrian? Where did he go to school?
I follow the shit out of the NBA, and I don't know this dude.
Did he play with LeBron?
No. Wow. He didn't even play with LeBron. Don't even know. Probably don't even. Listen. Nobody knows who the fuck this guy is, dude. I can't take your word when you average single digits. You got at least average double digits more than 2 years.
Like, he was hot. Like, he was coming in hot at LeBron, though. It wasn't no, like, yeah, bro, I'm just bored. Like, nah, hit me up on the line. Everybody knows. Like, God.
He played for UConn.
I don't know this dude. Update on the score for the Nashville fans.
That's crazy.
43-47. That's disgusting, man. If I'm LeBron, I got to go and get him. Took out Delonte West style. I'm going to slip him at Delonte West cocktail, have him all in the middle. What was Delonte West? A Jack in the Box.
I don't know where the fuck he was at.
I'm going to have this nigga crystals.
Jay has no need. He ain't losing an ounce of sleep over LeBron.
No,
taking
not Jay,
this
LeBron.
How does that going to work? How does that work, dude? LeBron, look, he scoop
no,
up in his
that
Optima?
Ain't the point. That ain't the point.
His
look.
Kia?
Nah.
It's K900. He's going to scoop up Beyonce
yes,
and the K900.
Yes.
How? What is Beyonce going to do? Sneak out the back from security? They got Secret Service looking at them, dude.
Bro, you seen the pictures?
No, man, that ain't shit.
What do you mean that ain't shit?
What's the pictures, dude? What is he holding her ass? What is he doing?
No.
Is he tongue kissing her? If he's not doing that, then what's
she's
the point?
Undressing LeBron with her eyes. That's what she's doing. As a matter of fact, one of them, she was like biting her lip and had her finger in her mouth and shit.
Man, come on,
like,
man.
Listen. Hov may not be worried about this. The person who's worried about this is LeBron. Because apparently it was, he almost could have got it. So
yeah,
this nigga
yeah,
done
okay.
blew his shit.
Okay.
This nigga done blew his shit. Let everybody know. These little memes were funny.
Yeah, they
now
were.
Now you confirming and it really, I can't be Beyonce now. You number one on my list. Like, if LeBron enemy list, he move up to number one. I'm taking Jeff Adrian out.
You want a boss or an NBA it. Nigga with a six pack? Which one you want?
You got $1 billion.
You want
there.
A boss, motherfucker.
Like, when it come down to it, LeBron gonna have probably just as much money as Jay-Z.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a thought. Yeah. It ain't nothing you can shrug off.
Jay called
and he's child. Younger. Yeah, I'm saying, like, come on, dog.
LeBron married with hella kids and shit. Like, he ain't going nowhere.
He would.
It's too much. You don't cheat with Beyonce.
Bruh.
That's not your side chick is not Beyonce. Stop it, dude.
If you LeBron fucking James, it is.
Nah.
It is.
No, it's like some R&B singer and like some group that
no, it's Beyonce. LeBron?
It's A. Marie. Somebody like that. It's not fucking Beyonce.
I don't even know who that is, dog.
Exactly.
The singer?
Yes. It'd be somebody like that.
What's she saying?
Why don't we fall in love?
Right, that's enough. Stop. I've never heard. Stop, man, please. That's disgusting.
Oh, shit. Hey, Kanye is back on Twitter again going ham. He was talking to Steve Ballmer, owner of the Clippers, billionaire owner of the Clippers.
I see you, Steve Ballmer.
Told him he needs to let him redesign the mascot for the Clippers. Because that shit was garbage. Everybody knows they did the it's whole trash. Thing like people a week
been,
or two ago.
People been going in on it for a minute.
What is it, like a some type of bald eagle or some shit?
No, it ain't a bald eagle. It's something pink and like...
It's garbage.
It looked like a Fraggle Rock thing.
If you're Steve Ballmer, billionaire owner of the Clippers, are you listening to Kanye? Would you let him redesign it?
Yes.
I don't believe that.
Smartest idea Kanye had in years.
Does he have experience in drawing mascots?
No. But what he can do.
Then why the fuck would I want him doing mine?
He got you like them ugly ass album covers he did design, right?
Yeah, they be hard though.
Okay, he got a team of people to help him with fashion and design. As long as he don't go too overboard and do that breaking, what is it called, Walking Dead garb. You know what I'm saying? As long as he don't do that shit and he can get you a decent looking mascot that's different. That says hip hop, but it's not too over the top. He can start a trend like the stuff that he
wants.
What
is there a mascot that says hip hop, dude?
Exactly.
What is he gonna have? What is he gonna look like?
But what exactly? That's my point.
Have a future hat? What is he gonna look like, dude? He gonna have an Adidas? An Adidas tracksuit?
Let me know when you get done so I could break this down to you.
He gonna have on tats? What are you gonna have?
I'm gonna write while you talk.
You're gonna have a herringbone chain.
You got another one? Is that it? Let me know when you're done, dude, so I can educate the own deckers out here that don't want to hear that.
Please, I'm listening.
No, listen. What I'm saying is this. This is not something that someone in hip hop has done before. So the soapbox that Kanye West has been standing on for the last whatever years that we do not want to hear about his lack of opportunity, about he doesn't get any whatever it is in the fashion world. This is something new. Like, people are fucking with hip hop, dude. So like, if I can get Kanye West to design the new mascot for the Clippers, what else do you do next from there? You're taking another path. You're not beating on Ralph Lauren door. You're not beating on Vera Wang door. You ain't got to deal with Louis Vuitton. You ain't got to deal with the Versaces. You can take a whole nother route, and you can drop hip-hop in places where it is, but they really don't get to show the full aspect of it. I was looking at the highlights of a NASCAR clip this weekend. You know what the dude was washed.
Super washed.
Sports Center, dude. It comes on. You know what the dude did when he won?
He dabbed.
He dabbed.
Knew that.
Dabbed. Like, you know how many people were dabbing, like, when they won the NCAA selection shit? Like,
right.
Hip-hop crosses over so far now in the mainstream society. You got somebody like Kanye West, who everybody knows anyway. Let's say you got Kanye West designing mascots. It's going to have a hip-hop label to it. That's the way he get in the doors. Well, like, he doing stuff for billionaires like Steve Ballmer. Right. Then Louis Vuitton might listen to you. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
That's how I go.
You done?
I'm done. It?
Okay.
Just trying to drop a little knowledge on you, man. You need some more, hit me up, man. I charge by the second.
He not the first to to dibble and dabble with the NBA. Of course, Puff, Sean John designed those Mavericks jerseys not too long ago.
Trash.
Nah, those jerseys was actually solid on the low.
See, Puff got it.
Puff definitely got it.
He got it.
Before we hit this music break, man, speaking of Puff, he announced a tour. I don't remember. You remember the BET Awards late last year? Yeah. He said he had the Bad Boy and the Family tour coming. We ain't heard shit about it since until now. He announced the first date is May 21st in Brooklyn. And he also said that he's going to have, he said, quote, "For the first time, every hit record I have ever did and every guest you could imagine is going to kick this tour off right." My question to you is this a must-see or a must-skip, this tour right here?
Yeah, I got to be in that Brooklyn. For that Brooklyn, man, you got to be, like, when Puff say every song that I done did and collab with, man.
Yeah, you got to be.
Who ain't going to be there?
Everybody going to be
there. Who not going to be there?
Big. The only person that's not going to be there.
The only person that's going to be there. Maybe little Kim, because she ain't going to be able to get her face right.
She going to be there, too. She need that check. She going to be there, too. Listen, that Brooklyn show is must-see TV, dude. Like, I have to be there some way, somehow. I got to holler at Rizzo. I'm crashing over at y'all's spot. Where y'all stay at? I think they in Harlem. They somewhere. I got to fuck with them.
That's funny.
I got to go to the show. Any other date is going to be like a letdown compared to that. Like, he going to pull out all the stops, dude. Like, Puff going to be on 10 on that motherfucker. I got to be the no question. I don't know about the rest of the tour, though. Like, when he come to, like, Nashville.
Vegas.
Atlanta.
Vegas.
Vegas. He said he ain't gonna do nothing down either though. He ain't gonna it's not gonna live up to the Brooklyn shit. It's impossible. No, he'll fuck around had a big hologram out
is
there.
Is that the first night?
That's the first night. He's naming the official tour dates next week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm in now.
He's also working on No Way Out 2. He's got a campaign. He's looking for beats, producers, aspiring producers. If y'all listening, y'all holler at Puff, man. He's looking for some new talent, man, that everybody don't already know about. So no Metro Boomin's, and he's looking for the undiscovered joints. Y'all submit y'all shit, man. I forgot. He got a hashtag going on, man. I think it's Beats for Puff or something. I don't know. Y'all Beats follow Puff. Some shit. Anyway, man, we got a music break coming up, man. Florida Stand Up, man. Denzel Curry, you heard of him?
Nah.
There's another Denzel in town, goddammit. Make room, Denzel Washington. There's Denzel Curry. He's about to take over the rap game. I've been on this mixtape all week.
Steph Lil Brother.
Basically. Y'all check this joint out, man. It's called This Life. Let me know what you think about this, man.
Didn't know this, but as of late, I think I changed. Not the same since my younger days. So far I came. Feel my pain till I can't complain. Cause I'm a slide for a minute till I rise in the business. Make a billion. Show my niggas what up in this life. Middle fingers up, I don't fuck with a 95. I keep it true to me. Why the fuck would I live a lie? I'm living in this world. What you care if I live or die? Are you down there? Up, they telling lies to me. You are my main and that's my main. You bet not lie to me. And I will tell you like Gemini's that might be size to me. She not my main bitch. I'ma tell you she's a size to me. Like she assigned to me. But you are designed for me. And if I say I got your back, then hold my spine for me. And if I couldn't shed a tear, girl, would you cry for me? And if we was a couple dubs, girl, would you fly with me? I'm overseas, what I oversee. Ocean CC reflections of the way we supposed to be. Unluckily, we not at peace. That's the end of my clover leaf. Wouldn't care if you know it's me. Keep away until you notice me. Didn't notice, but as of late, I think I changed. Not the same since my younger days. So far I came. Feel my pain till I can't complain. Cause I'ma slide for a minute till I rise in the business. Make a billion. Show my niggas what up in this life. Middle fingers up, I don't fuck with a 95. I keep it true to me. Why the fuck would I live a lie?
Denzel Curry, ladies and gentlemen, talk to him. Nah, it's a good song. I think if you listen to his tape, you'll like him. He's talking about some extra some real shit. Yeah, you'll get it more. It'll make more sense, I
promise.
Where
Denzel Curry from?
I forgot. It's Florida. I forgot what part, though. My bad, Denzel Curry. But shout out Florida in the building.
Y'all know where you from. Let us know.
All right, man. Man, it's March Madness, man. And, like, if you follow us
dressing
2 years
up to make it
ago,
real for me.
2 years ago, we did a rap bracket.
It was widely popular, very successful. We got a lot of views on that, so we wanted to bring it back in a different variation. Well, another variation, just formatting the shows a little bit differently. We feel like this would be fun for the audience. In effort to up our social media presence as well, we want you guys to get involved with this. So what we're going to be doing today, we're going to do the selection show.
Absolutely.
Selection. So what we're basically trying to do here at Hip Hop is March Madness. Like we said, we're trying to come up with the 64 best rappers in the game, seed them, go over who got left out, maybe who made it, some snubs. Once we seed them, we're going to throw them on the rap chat at our Facebook page, and we're going to throw it on the Instagram and maybe some Twitter links.
Absolutely.
Whatever. But you'll see the bracket. What we want you to do, man, is print the bracket off.
Fill it out.
Take a picture of it.
Yep.
Shoot it to us on Instagram. Maybe we'll find a winner. Maybe you have a special on-deck prize so we can figure out who wins this and how you feel about it. Fill it out just for your own leisure, man. Let us know who you think the best rappers is, what some of the matchups are like, why somebody would defeat somebody. This gives us a chance, man, to talk about some of our favorite rappers, put some more time on some of the stuff that they did, and some of the people that we don't normally get to talk about. So,
man, we got it broken down real simple, man. 16 in each region. We're going south, east, west, midwest. It's very simple. Now, let's keep in mind, you didn't hear north. So, the east is going to count New York, Pennsylvania, D.C., Canada. That's what we're counting for east.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? No, nobody say, why is Drake in the east? Where's the Toronto section? No.
Y'all know Toronto shit. Rappers other than Drake and Tory Lanez? Do y'all? If you're in Toronto, please get up with us. We want you to be a correspondent and get us in the game up there.
So they're in the East.
All right.
It's really simple. So let's do we're gonna give you our 16 from each region. They're not gonna be in order. Not yet. We're gonna seed them. You'll see the seeds on the Facebook page, like you said, and on IG.
This is simply the selection show. We're going over who's in, who may not have made it, why. All
right, so look, I'm gonna give the first eight in the South.
First eight in the South.
I'm giving the first eight.
Okay.
Future, Ross, J. Cole,
mm-hmm.
Pusha T, Yo Gotti, 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne, Lil Boosie. Those are the first eight. What's the next eight?
That's not the first eight in any ranking, by the way, y'all.
No, no rankings.
Next eight, Jeezy, Dolph, Travis Scott, Kevin Gates, Young Thug, Currency, Scarface, and Post Malone.
Those are the 16. Now, let's first tell you the criteria for why these people were chosen. This is across the board.
These artists had to have released an album within the last 16 to 18 months, something like that. You know, we wanted to keep it broad spread because people don't drop stuff every year. So within the last 16 to 18 months, and it had to be relevant.
Presence outside of music is important.
Exactly.
Sales are important. All of that shit. But not every single person has released a full project. There are a few exceptions.
There are joint projects.
There's joint projects. There's EPs. Huge singles. There's EPs. So there are a few in here. Don't holler at us talking about, man, Post Malone didn't do. He had probably one of the top three biggest songs last year.
He did.
That's why he's on here. Now, who got snubbed? Who's off? We didn't. You shook my Migos.
They're a group.
That's fucking horseshit.
We could have accepted Quavo, Offset, or
Takeoff. But it wouldn't have made sense.
As an individual. Yeah, it makes sense because they can rap individually.
Yeah, they can, but they don't have hits individually.
One of them better.
Or project.
One of them is better than the other two.
Yes, Takeoff is number one.
Okay, so he could have been in.
Well, we didn't do
make
that.
The cut.
Ray Shrimmer didn't make it. It's a group. And plus, they didn't do shit last year.
T.I. didn't make the cut, which I don't understand.
What did he put out last year? The Nick?
The Nick.
That's the reason why he didn't
make this
list. It's
all about the money came out last year, didn't it?
No, it didn't.
It sure didn't.
Now, if we would have done this last year and been counting 2014, then T.I. would have been on here.
Yeah, it sure did.
But let's be honest, people. T.I. didn't do much in these last 12 to 15 months. Let's be all the way 1,000. Okay. Gunplay didn't make it. Even though he did drop a record and it was pretty solid.
Now, you said it was because of his balls.
No, I didn't. I fuck with Gunplay. Don't do that like that. Don Logan, if you're listening, I fucks with you, but you didn't make
you
this list.
You don't think Gunplay better than Post Malone?
Skill-wise?
Is it White Iverson? That's what did it?
Tough.
Okay.
Skill-wise, Gunplay does rap better than Post Malone. And our last snub was Starlito.
Big Crit.
But we went back and forth about that for about 15 minutes.
I think Star ought to be on there.
I'm not mad at that, but I don't know. I feel like
XXL just dropped the article where he was the most consistent underground rapper over the last 10 years.
And he is.
There's no one else on this list that can say that it's not mainstream. 10 years?
They're all mainstream.
Dolph not mainstream.
He got a hit.
Currency not mainstream.
Okay, maybe not Currency.
Yeah, and he ain't been consistent for 10 years.
He's been consistent for 7
Post
and a half.
Post Malone. That White Iverson is a big song, so I can see him getting
it. Yeah, it is.
I don't know about that, but I think. Another noticeable snub for me is Scarface. Best album of the year.
We had Scarface on it. I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
Yeah, you read him off. Come on, man. Pay attention. Wake up.
Hold on.
Wake up, my nigga. Scarface is on there.
Yeah, he barely made it. Okay.
So, yeah.
I met Slim Thug. My bad.
Yeah, we're not going to snub Slim Thug, my guy, but he don't need to be on here.
I love him last year.
So those are our 16. Again, don't
Wait,
worry
though.
About memorizing
don't.
Shit because
yeah,
we're going
to
have this shit on the rap chat.
And we're going to show it to you. But look, though. Yo, boy.
Who?
Big Crit.
Right, that's my guy.
What happened, man?
He didn't do more than these 16 people in front of him. He didn't.
He's like.
I like this project and everything.
Man, he like Greg Oden.
He like Brandon Roy.
Ooh, Yeah, that's a good one.
He like Brandon Roy.
Yeah.
And, I fucks with him.
Big Crit like Brandon Roy.
It's
man.
Better this way. The tape was very solid, but let's be honest, it came and went. He even tried to Beyonce it, it didn't work, even though it was a solid project. Bro. Shout out to Crit. I'd love to have you on the show one day.
Alright.
East Coast.
Yeah. East Coast?
Yep.
Alright.
Hit me with them first eight.
Drake. Fab. Troy Lanez.
Who?
Tory Lanez. That's what I said. Troy F. Jada. Nicki. Meek. Am I at eight?
I don't know, motherfucker. Are you at eight? That's seven.
Fetty Wap.
All right, man. Then we got Joey Badass, Logic, Dave East, Wale, A$AP Rocky, Mac Miller, Wiz Khalifa, and French Montana.
Mm.
I know. French Montana hurt. I'm going to be honest.
He got in by the hair. His chinny chin chin.
And the only reason he got in was because Action Bronson was only famous for getting punked by Ghostface Killer. Los is my guy, but he didn't make no noise with his album.
Action Bronson got the fuck is delicious.
He does have a show that we've never watched.
Right.
And then A$AP Ferg only had that hit. I'm on the new level joint, which is banging, but he didn't drop no album. He fucked up.
If Tahiri had said yes to Joe Budden's, he might have made it.
Yeah, that would have been enough right there.
If he might have made it had that happened.
Everybody else I'm cool with, though. I'm not mad at anybody else on this list.
Ain't no East Coast snubs?
I mean, just the ones we named, but other than that.
That's it.
I'm not mad at Trav. But his project was solid, and he done heated up lately with two diss songs that have been kind of hot, though. So that's saving him right now. So I'm not mad at him being on here either. I'm cool with that list. I'm be honest. Fetty Wap did his thing. We can't knock that. Logic album was on my top list. Was on a lot of people's top list. We got to show him some shine.
What are your projections for one seed here, Drake? Obviously.
It's got to be Drake.
But the thing is, who do you go to with? Because you have...
That's
and we're
question.
Not going to reveal this to y'all, but, I mean, just to think. And y'all comment on this stuff, too. For two, you have...
Two going to be strong, man.
Fetty
I guess
Wap.
It's going to be tough, because it could be Fetty Wap, it could be Tory Lanez.
It could be Wale.
No, it can't.
Wale can't be a two seed?
It could be Fab.
In Wale's mind, he can be a two seed.
Keep in mind, there's no Jay, no Nas.
Why?
Because
why would
they
be on here?
I'm just... Somebody's gonna be like, where's Jay, where's Nas, as if we said this was a fucking all time list.
Right.
It's not.
No,
it's 2015, like, dude.
You got
2016.
Wale don't call me yelling on me, man, because it's getting hot outside. Shit get crazy. Chris said you were the number two seed. I say you could be in consideration.
Nah, he's not number two. He's top five, though. Maybe. We Midwest in it right now.
Yeah, we're in the Midwest. And this is a rough region right here, man.
Midwest and West are rough, guys. It's slim pickings right now through these two regions.
It's rough.
So we had to make a few exceptions.
Okay.
Just to fit 16.
All right. So, Ye, of course. Big Sean, of course. Lupe's in, of course. Freddie Gibbs. He was a bubble team.
Yeah, okay.
Chance the Rapper, who I shitted on, and there, shout out to my man that added me on Twitter, man. He put me in my place about Chance the Rapper. It was some very dope articles about some stuff that he done in Chicago with gun violence and stuff like that. So shout out to him. Chief Keef.
Oh my God.
Lil Durk, who I wasn't sure was. Yeah, Lil Durk. And Dej Loaf.
All right, man. So then I got my guy G Herbo, Machine Gun Kelly, Stolly, Rocky Fresh, Tech N9ne, Tink, Lil Bibby, and Slim Jesus, goddammit.
Oh
that's
God.
Our 16, goddammit, coming from the Midwest.
That's just because he shook your hand and signed your head when y'all seen each other at the concert.
Now, who got left off?
Your girl Katie got banned. You fuck with her strong, and you was banging it.
People don't know who you're talking about.
You know who Katie got banned.
And was. I don't listen to her. Shout out to Katie though. She got them banned, so I'm not mad at her. We left off Common. His album came out in 2014. We left out Eminem. We don't know where he's at.
That would have been like a career achievement award for both of them.
Absolutely. And Kid Cudi decided not to rap anymore.
Which is fantastic.
No, man. It's not. He got put out a shitty rock album.
Hey, Kid Cudi, I got a couple scripts that we could go over. I love your acting, man. I'd love to get you, like, in the big screen. And, you know, we do some great things and make a lot of franchise movies, buddy.
But, yeah, so he's left off.
Stop rapping.
Other than that, though, my only question mark is, why is Chief Keef on here?
Why wouldn't he be?
Look who we talking about.
Sosa, dude. Like, you gonna quit hating on Sosa, dude.
Everybody doesn't Sosa. Love Sosa.
Yes, they do.
Despite what he says.
This is Sosa. Why wouldn't Sosa be on here? He ran the Midwest for a minute. Even within his last year. See, Chief Keef still shaking. He retiring.
That's how hard he shook it. He's retiring.
I commend
now.
Niggas that can retire at 25.
I don't believe he's 25.
You keep saying that. Like, even if he's younger and retiring, that's even better.
Kudos to him, man. He won't be on the 2016 bracket.
I don't understand how Staley made this list.
I mean, the 2017 bracket. Man, you championed Staley's album, dude, or mixtape.
Who
going to make it over him?
He'll real low C. You're right. If you take him out, who coming in?
Bone?
Oh, God.
Nelly?
Oh, God. Yeah, Nelly might make it, though.
Come the fuck up. That's my whole point, though. The Midwest is slim pickings. We couldn't do Royster 5'9". They ain't do shit.
King
he ain't
Louis,
no
man. You don't fuck with King Louis.
You can't name a King Louis project.
King Louis Returns?
No. What is that? Star Wars? What is he returning to
Returns
fucking Jedi?
Project, man.
No, he has the Drilluminati.
Drill music?
Drilluminati?
Drilluminati 1.
No.
2, 3, and 4.
King Louis is popular because he got shot last year. That does not make you get you on this list. I'm sorry.
He had music out prior to that. Had he died, he'd probably be on this list.
Okay, that'd be another story.
You see?
Let's go ahead and do the West Coast, man. We was going to save it for after the break, but let's go ahead and knock out the West Coast.
Yeah.
Because
it ain't going to take long.
No, it's not. Woo, this was a stretch. All right, we barely got
16.
Man, let me get my first 8. Man, I got Kendrick, The Game, Ty Dolla $ign, YG, Tyga, Yo Boy, J Rock, Nipsey, E-40.
G-Eazy, Tyler the Creator, OT Genesis, who I had no idea was from the West Coast.
Yep.
Dom Kennedy, Uncle Snoop.
And
yes, Uncle Snoop made it. He had an album this year. Still shaking it with the GSN. I mean, last year, still shaking it with GSN. So, yes, Snoop is in. Earl Sweatshirt.
Yep.
And my boy, Mailbox Money, Nip.
I named Nip. That's okay. You miss Crooked Eye. That's what I'm here for, to clean up your bullshit.
Oh, that's because Crooked Eye is a nobody.
King
and I
Crooked.
I thought we were going to go 15.
A.K.A. King Crooked. He dropped a banging ass project with Static Selector. And plus, we didn't have nobody else to put on here, to be
exactly.
honest with you.
Exactly.
We would give snubs, but we didn't have none. Who we going to give it to?
Y'all West Coast people, let us know, man.
Please.
Whoever, if you follow West Coast rap, let us know.
Keep the sneak.
Yeah, we know Abso. We know Schoolboy Q are not on here. We are aware.
What did they drop for us to put them on here in recent memory?
Exactly.
They have shit on deck. They may make it to next year, joint.
I don't listen to R Future, so I have no idea what even came out.
It's Tyler the Creator, and that's Earl Sweatshirt. So, therefore.
Tyler the Creator on here?
Yep.
Wow.
So, look, the West Coast, man. God damn. Okay.
Kendrick wins this.
We don't know that.
Yeah.
You got the documentary too fucked up.
Who?
Come on, man. Now, again.
Did 50 help him?
50 didn't make the East Coast thing either. I just noticed that.
Did he have an album?
Yeah, he had that Kanan mixtape, which was actually pretty solid, but it was like 5 songs. That's not gonna get you. That ain't gonna get you no interviews.
Nah.
Not with Fake Money on Instagram. We can't put you on the list with Fake Money on Instagram.
Ain't gonna work. If you had to guess about a Meek Mill seed, what would you put Meek Mill at?
Oof. Meek Mill could go anywhere from 3 to 16.
He like an 8 seed.
He could go for 3.
Meek Mill like an 8 seed.
It depends on what time of the month we talking about. Are we talking about the first half of 2015?
Right now. He's an 8 seed. He's an 8 seed.
If we talking about right now, he might not need to be on this list. We might need to erase his name if we talking
Maybe.
About right now.
He a 9. No, he a 9. He a 9.
Summer 16, he might not need to be on here.
He a 9 seed.
Give or take.
Give me one of your seed predictions.
Midwest. Mm-hmm. The tough one is going to be the South.
Okay.
That's going to be the hard one. We got Future, we got J. Cole, we got Rock. Like, that's tough. We don't know who's going to be
number one seed is J. Cole.
Number one seed ain't Future?
What Future sell first week?
Nigga, he did number. He had like, what did he do? Like 4 number one albums in a row? 3 number one albums in a row? Yeah, DS2, The What a Time to Be Alive, and then The Evolve. He had 3 number one albums in a row. Nah, don't do that. Don't do that. Spoiler alert, Future's going to be number one seed. Did y'all just hear that resume?
I'm not sure about that, man. We got to do some research on this. A nigga actually told me today. Did I just say this about Facebook and shit?
What's that?
The nigga told me that J. Cole was overrated.
Nah.
Nigga said, Jake, he said, you can't be serious, bro, about liking J. Cole. I've never had a rewindable bar that I've heard from him.
He not listening to the right J.
Nigga
Cole.
Nigga flat out told me that.
It's 2 J. Coles then.
You gotta be.
And he listened to the other one.
He listened to J. Cole that's in Ontario because I think he was from Canada.
That's what it is then. He listened to
another J. Cole.
Yeah, it's another one.
That J. Cole, holler, let's man, let's hear your music.
Right, but the real J. Cole is Piff. I don't know what he talking about.
Man, Scott, this is a rough bracket for number ones. Boy, it may be some upsets in this bracket.
It may be a lot of upsets. We're going to talk about it a little bit more. Let's play a quick music break.
What we got?
We're going to take it back to ATL, Georgia, man, where we at right now. YFN Lucci has been making a whole lot of noise, people.
He's
been making a whole lot of noise. Don't worry, I got my ears to the streets. He's got a new project out right now, Wish Me Well 2. This joint is called Thoughts to Myself. I'm putting y'all up on new music, man. You're welcome.
Yeah. Feeling good, living right, yeah. Eating good every single night. I'd rather die and go to hell than live a lie. I swear shit was fucked up, had to get it right, yeah. You know we gon' ball every minute. Got a bitch look like me alone, call every minute. See, I don't really get along with too many. Got a fetish for the cheese, macaroni, and the spinach. Big got killed, won't stop until I kill him. Scrawl got popped, screaming for him till they free him. All these little bitches in my DM, and you know we on the block from the A.O. to the B.M. The money keep growing, my kid getting bigger, yeah, they growing. These rappers getting old, they corroded. When you fucked up, you can't show it. Hey, hey. Thoughts to myself, like, hey, if I put you in my will, will you kill and I steal from me? All I ask you be real and be here for me. All a nigga ask for a chance, bet you will let me. Licking all on your head, girl, till you get to me. If I say I want the fucking world, better get to me. If anything, motherfucker, I ain't never worried. Yeah. Thoughts to myself, like, yeah. If I put you in my will, would you kill and I steal from me? Grandma told me everything shine ain't good for me. Everything shine ain't good, ain't gold. Sick and tired of these rappers wearing fake gold.
YFN Lucci, the YFN stand for Young Fly Nigga, for those wondering. Thoughts to myself, like.
That was all right, though. I like YFN Lucci. I just didn't like that song.
Yeah, that song banging. I'm hot at you. Right. That's another tape a nigga got to really listen to, let it grow on you, because it got some shit on there. I ain't going to lie to you. It's called Wish Me Well 2, if you need some new music to check out. All right, look, man, it's booking time, man. We do this once a month.
At the On Deck TV Podcast, we give you the prices in the streets if you're trying to book your favorite rapper.
Yeah, man. So if you're trying to get your birthday party cracking, man, listen up. Or if you're trying to flip some bread in your little town, man, listen up. I don't know if you're going to be able to flip none with these inflated-ass prices.
Yeah.
But you never know, man. Who topping the list?
Yo, boy.
Who that?
Mr. The guy that had people IGing him as dad all weekend. Young Thugger, Thugger, Thugger.
Young Thugger is at the number one spot at 50K right now, a show.
Right up under him is Kevin Gates at $45,000 per show.
Why is Young Thug making $50,000 a show right now? Because of Best Friend?
Tough.
Come on,
that's
man.
Easy.
Do we need him to perform that, dog? Can we just play the song and it had the same effect?
I ain't got to go see that live with that crowd.
I'm saying. What kind of what that Young Thug crowd look like?
Scary.
Has anybody been to a Young Thug show? Please say something to me on Instagram or Twitter. Animal_Brown, dude.
I want to know what that was like.
Any surprises in this list other than Plies making 27? Because that's clearly a surprise.
Rain off on the plug twice.
Man, that's that 27K is his ticket times two.
Man, ran off on the plug twice, man.
Clearly.
Currency getting 25 racks. He done moved up.
Yeah, Currency done came up. Currency was getting 13 for the longest.
Shout out to Kodak Black, the youngster, man. He's coming in at 16 a show. I can't believe OT Genesis gets 17,000, sure.
He got more hits than Kodak Black.
No, he don't.
He got 2 hits, dude. Kodak Black ain't got none.
What?
Except for that skirt.
that, except for nothing. That's a smash.
No.
When I pull up on that, then I skirt.
That's not a smash, but it's banging, though.
Skirt. Man, that's it.
Nobody listening has heard that song.
What? But are it's you banging, serious? Though.
We played it here. It's banging.
That's banging.
I like it. It ain't bigger than Coco.
That's a hit.
It ain't bigger than Cut It.
Man, Coco Cut It. Old.
Cut It.
I ain't never even heard that.
Yeah, okay. Look at Black Youngster, man. Them antics paying off. He getting 11,000.
I ain't bringing it. Let them by.
I ain't going to no Black Youngster show either, for those wondering. What? I'm not going to that Young Thug show. I'm not going to that Black Youngster show. Y'all can have it.
I go to that Young Thug show before I go to that Black Youngster show.
You can shoot me before I go to either one of them, because that's what's going to happen when you go to one of them shows.
Shout out 21 Savage, man, getting 10K local artists out of Atlanta, man. He really done.
He clearly ain't local if he getting 10.
He moving up, man. He been doing his thing.
Now, this is funny.
What's up?
This is making me rethink what we talked about last week. Okay. Cat Williams, he headed a comedy, the comedian joints. He getting 115.
115 what?
115,000.
A show.
Yes. If you want Cat Williams in your city, it's going to cost you 115.
Well, that is. I mean, that makes sense, though, man.
Does it?
That, yeah.
He spent all that on that lamb.
Neil Brennan was saying, no, but you got to think he's touring right now. He's doing that shit 2-3 nights a week. 115, 2-3 nights a week.
Nah, he got the package deal, then he ain't getting 115 a show, 2-3 nights a week.
Neil Brennan was on Brilliant Idiots, and he was talking about Kevin Hart. And they couldn't believe, they said Kevin Hart was $100 millionaire.
I believe it.
Right. Because you know he getting 900,000 goddamn near a show on them arenas. Comedians make a lot of money, especially if you're a dolo head act.
I'm finna get my stand up act together, then clearly I'm in the wrong business.
Your edge up was funny enough, you should have kept it.
Funniest tweet ever, you retweeted me and said the nigga posed the question, would you trade your beard in for your hairline back? Man, that was cold.
You said yes so quick.
And I really had to sit and think about that. I might have to trade that beard in to get my hairline back. It's been gone for so long.
I don't even remember you with a hairline. And I'm talking about I've been knowing you. She was 9, nigga.
Shout out to Lauren London, man. Getting these 11K. She can have all of it.
She get more than Bow Wow, 85.
Damn, Bow Wow.
I don't believe you on this list. Angela Yee get 4. What?
She get what?
4,000?
I'm giving her that.
I got them 4 for Angela Yee. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna kiss on the mouth when she get to my city.
She can just pull up for them 4.
I fucks with her. To you. DJ Drama still raping niggas for $6K doing DJing.
Yeah.
He gonna shake it though, but goddamn. Envy getting 5,500. How did DJ Drama get more than Envy? Well,
I'm sure Envy got a problem with that.
Envy hate that.
Holler that, foe. It's negotiable though. We gotta. Who in the hell is DJ? Oh, I thought that was 60K.
Who?
DJ Set.
Oh.
Dwale. Big Tigger get 4 racks.
To listen,
I got 4 racks for Big Tigger. Before I got anything,
no, you fucking don't. Why would you pay Big Tigger?
He don't DJ. He just famous.
He just, I mean, yeah.
Big Tigger can rock a party, man. I'm sure.
Everybody come to my party, man. I got DJ Big Tigger.
Where is the key?
Who?
They don't want him on this list.
Oh my god!
They don't want him on this list.
How much is Khaled? Ain't on the list.
100,000. You can't.
That's what I'm saying. Khaled probably booked up through 2017.
It's like ain't no Jay-Z's on here and shit. Khaled, my name ain't on that list, dog. You got to know somebody to even talk to me about getting me booked.
New Edition, man. If y'all want to throw that old school show, it's gonna cost you $140.
That's bread. I know that's bread.
$140, nigga. You can add Boyz II Men for them 85 too.
Huh?
85K for Boyz II Men. That's only today? 3 of them. Today.
In 2000. What?
85 racks. Nigga.
Joe get $35,000 a show.
Joe who?
Joe.
Fat Joe?
All the things your man can't do. That.
That was a horrible rendition of Joe.
That's because I'm not Joe, but maybe that song I was should banging, be for 35 racks.
Joe got them hits, though.
35,000? When Joe selling now, nigga, the Fulton County Stadium?
He ain't got 35,000 worth of hits, but he got hits, though.
Joe ain't got.
Now to the work, though, the porn stars. If you want a porn star in your city, it's not going to cost you a little bit. $4,500 for Cherokee the Ass. Jada Fire for $2,500. My $2,500, she can have that right now. I give her $3,000, keep the change. I love me some Jada Fire. Nigga, what else? All rates include traveling. Only the one with asterisks, though. Nah, traveling and other shit. Traveling and them showing up.
I was talking about with the porn stars. Is it already included travel?
Shit. Nah. I need more than just travel if I'm going to drop these 33,000.
Mixtape hosting for all your aspiring artists out there.
Okay.
DJ Drama will charge you 15 racks to host your mixtape. DJ Scream will charge you $7,500 to host your mixtape. Holiday, $7,500 to host your mixtape.
I battle with that every month. Is that worth it?
DJ Cannon, 55.
Cannon, you paying for the drops.
And DJ Small, you're 5,000.
DJ, I don't know, man. I understand, okay, so.
You better have a hell of a mixtape, 15.
First of all, your mixtape better be pure. You like, your fire. Songs better be fire.
That's fire.
Nigga, and then Cannon can enhance that shit with their little drops and their cuts, and then they'll promote on their site and all that type shit.
It should get to more people.
But it got to be fire, though. And you got to have two hits on them.
Like, if
at least.
For an artist that needs drama as a DJ to host it, your budget is about 30.
Tough.
So you spend a half that on somebody hosting your DJ.
Oof.
That ain't going to make it.
That's rough right there. We talked to Wendy. She said, man, you're going to need at least 150.
Yeah.
If you got an artist that you're pushing, you're going to need 150.
And that's to get started.
That's to get out the gate. That's how much MGK spending. He white, so he got an advantage. So anybody else, you're going to start from the 200.
Yeah, white privilege.
And he still had to shell out a $150.
So,
shit, new music out right now, man. Yo, brother, David Banner. Yo, Before the Box mixtape.
Did you listen to that?
Nope. Did you?
First two songs.
That was it? What, you got busy? You got on the phone?
Yeah, something happened. I just didn't check back. I don't remember.
Aforementioned Denzel Curry, man, that Imperial mixtape. Y'all check that out for me. Just check it out for me, man. Also, check out that YFN Lucha, man, for me, too. It's called Wish Me Well, too. And Lil Boosie Thug Talk come out the 16th.
Yes, it does. The Thug Talk series. I did.
You and who else?
It's the Thug Talk series. This is him. He said he's talking to thugs. If you're going to understand Thug Talk, ain't no need in you picking up this album. That's what this is all about. He already said that out of his mouth. He's going to drop a series of these.
Oh, man.
So, like, all Thug Talk. We're getting ready for the big release, baby. Let's go.
I'm cool on that. Let's let me know what that sound like.
I will.
What you got on deck for the weekend?
Banging. I don't know, man. You know, I just take it how it comes, man. I'm slow motion being the ocean every day. So.
And I'm counting down this Batman vs. Superman.
Don't fucking
count down. Nerd alert! Counting down my birthday. I got to have all that shit. I'm chilling this weekend, low key. Do I want to watch March Madness? I don't want to watch March Madness.
Started tonight.
It didn't.
It did. We're watching.
Fill out the
we're watching it yet. Right now.
That's some bullshit. I ain't finished with the bracket.
That's the play-in game.
Ah, okay. And I ain't tripping off that then. Also, man, next week what we're going to do is this was the selection show next week. We're going to go through the first. We're going to go up to the Sweet 16.
Yep.
With these brackets. So don't forget, print them off. Take a picture.
Let us know what your bracket looks like.
You got money, scan them. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever you got.
Whatever you do.
Whatever you got, man. Fax it. Whatever. Just take a picture, post that shit, let us know. Let me see what your rankings look like. Whoever get the closest, I don't know, we'll shout you out on the show. Who knows?
We'll send you a t-shirt.
Lou will send you a t-shirt.
I got you. DM me and I'll send you a t-shirt.
Fuck with us though, man. We appreciate it. Like I said before, we see the ratings. We see all the likes and shit. We appreciate that shit. Fuck with us on Twitter and Instagram at On Deck TV. Anything else, man, before we out this night?
We here a week for you, man. Speaking Hip Hop, there's a lot of other podcasts popping up out there. We listen to those and we sharpen our skills. We ain't telling you not to listen to those, but make sure you keep checking out the best one. On Deck TV Podcast, I am Spike Lee when we out.
Holla.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.